Struggling to make your legal writing as powerful and persuasive as your oral arguments? You're not alone. Many legal professionals find that their written work doesn't always reflect their true capabilities. But there's good news. Our upcoming free webinar, Legal Writing Essentials, Mastering Clear and Persuasive Legal Documents, is here to transform your approach to legal writing. Join me, Timothy Barrett, a seasoned legal English instructor and law professor, as I guide you through the essentials of crafting clear, compelling legal documents. Whether you're drafting contracts, memos, or preparing for courtroom battles, this webinar will equip you with the skills to write with confidence and precision. Don't let complex legal jargon cloud your arguments. It's time to sharpen your skills and elevate your legal writing to match your courtroom prowess. Register for free today and start writing to win. Visit our website or check out the show notes for the registration link. Take the first step towards clear, more persuasive legal writing. Go to 4legalenglish.com/freewebinar. That's 4legalenglish.com/freewebinar. This webinar will take place on May 1st. We'll have two different sessions at two different times. Based on where you are, you can choose whichever time works best for you. Hope to see you on May 1st. Are you an e-commerce entrepreneur looking to expand globally? Join us on the 4 Legal English podcast as we explore the legal intricacies of cross-border operations. From data privacy to consumer protection and intellectual property rights, we've got you covered. Tune in to gain valuable insights and strategies for navigating the complex legal landscape of international e-commerce. Don't let legal hurdles hold you back. Learn how to thrive in the global marketplace. The 4 Legal English podcast is now in session. Welcome to the 4 Legal English podcast. This is the show for lawyers, law students, and other professionals from all over the world who want to improve both their legal English and legal knowledge. In this podcast, we discuss different legal topics, such as law in the news, law in practice, legal writing, legal movies, and other issues. This podcast does not constitute legal advice. If you need legal advice, consult an attorney. You can check out our blog articles, available courses, and the show notes for this episode on our website. That's 4 is in the number 4, legalenglish, no spaces or dashes, .com. 4legalenglish.com. I am Timothy Barrett, your host. I'm a former practicing attorney from the United States, more recently a law professor in Tbilisi, Georgia, and currently an author and podcast host, among other things. E-commerce and international business. Legal considerations for e-commerce businesses operating across borders, including data privacy and consumer protection. Today, we're diving into the dynamic world of e-commerce and international business, where digital transactions know no borders. As the global marketplace continues to evolve, understanding the legal landscape is crucial for e-commerce entrepreneurs looking to expand their reach. In this episode, we'll explore the fundamentals of e-commerce, the complexities of cross-border trade, and the legal considerations that come into play. So whether you're a seasoned online retailer or just dipping your toes into international waters, stay tuned for insights that will help you navigate the legal terrain of e-commerce. Let's start by defining e-commerce and its role in shaping today's global economy. E-commerce, short for electronic commerce, refers to the buying and selling of goods and services over the internet. From online retail giants to small businesses operating on digital platforms, e-commerce has revolutionized the way we shop, trade, and conduct business. Its significance in global trade cannot be overstated, as more consumers turn to online channels for their purchasing needs. Now let's explore the implications of e-commerce on international business. International business encompasses commercial activities that extend beyond national borders, involving transactions between parties in different countries. With the advent of e-commerce, cross-border trade has surged, opening up new opportunities for businesses to reach customers worldwide. However, along with these opportunities comes a myriad of legal complexities that e-commerce businesses must navigate, from varying regulations and tax laws to cultural differences in consumer protection measures. Operating across borders poses unique challenges that require careful consideration. As we delve deeper into this episode, we'll unravel the legal intricacies faced by e-commerce businesses operating across borders. Stay tuned as we explore key topics such as data privacy, consumer protection, intellectual property rights, and more. Understanding the legal language used in this landscape. Understanding legal English, the language used in this international e-commerce landscape, is essential for success in today's interconnected world of commerce and law. Legal framework for cross-border e-commerce. Now that we have a foundational understanding of e-commerce and international business, let's explore the legal frameworks that govern cross-border commerce. When it comes to conducting business across borders, e-commerce companies must navigate a complex web of legal regulations that span international treaties, regional agreements, and domestic laws. Understanding and complying with these legal frameworks is essential for ensuring smooth operations and minimizing legal risks. At the international level, various treaties and agreements provide a framework for cross-border trade and e-commerce. For example, the World Trade Organization, WTO, oversees trade agreements that govern e-commerce activities among its member countries. Additionally, regional agreements such as the European Union's Digital Single Market Initiative aim to harmonize e-commerce regulations within specific geographic regions. However, the legal landscape becomes even more intricate when we consider the diverse laws and regulations of individual countries. Each jurisdiction may have its own set of rules regarding data privacy, consumer protection, intellectual property rights, and taxation. E-commerce businesses must be aware of and comply with these regulations to avoid legal pitfalls and ensure compliance. One of the fundamental legal principles in cross-border e-commerce is jurisdiction, the authority of a court to hear and decide a case. Jurisdictional issues arise when e-commerce transactions involve parties from different countries, each subject to their own legal system. Determining which court has jurisdiction over a dispute can be complex and may depend on factors such as location of the parties, the nature of the transaction, and the terms of the contract. Another critical aspect of cross-border e-commerce is the choice of law, the decision about which country's law will govern the transaction. E-commerce businesses often include choice of law clauses in their contracts to specify the jurisdiction whose law will apply in case of disputes. However, enforcing these clauses can be challenging, especially if the chosen jurisdiction does not have a strong legal framework or if the laws of different jurisdictions conflict with each other. Enforcement of contracts is yet another legal consideration in cross-border e-commerce. Even if parties agree to a certain jurisdiction and choice of law, enforcing contractual obligations across borders can be complex and time-consuming. E-commerce businesses must carefully draft their contracts and consider alternative dispute resolution mechanisms, such as arbitration, to resolve disputes efficiently. As we've seen, navigating the legal framework for cross-border e-commerce requires a thorough understanding of international treaties, regional agreements, domestic laws, jurisdictional issues, choice of law, and contract enforcement. By staying informed and seeking legal guidance where needed, e-commerce businesses can mitigate legal risks and foster successful cross-border transactions. Data privacy and protection. In today's digital age, data privacy and protection have become paramount concerns for e-commerce businesses operating across borders. With the increasing volume of personal data collected and processed in online transactions, safeguarding consumer privacy has never been more critical. Let's delve into the importance of data privacy laws in cross-border e-commerce operations and explore key regulations that businesses need to comply with. Data privacy laws, such as the General Data Protection Regulation, GDPR, in the European Union and the California Consumer Privacy Act, CCPA, in the United States, are designed to protect the privacy rights of individuals and regulate the handling of personal data by businesses. These regulations impose strict requirements on e-commerce companies regarding the collection, storage, and processing of personal information. The GDPR, implemented in 2018, sets stringent standards for data protection and privacy for individuals within the EU and the European Economic Area. It requires businesses to obtain explicit consent from users before collecting their personal data, disclose how the data will be used, and provide individuals with the right to access, correct, and delete their data. Noncompliance with the GDPR can result in hefty fines and reputational damage for businesses. Similarly, the California Consumer Privacy Act, which came into effect in 2020, grants California residents certain rights over their personal information held by businesses. Under this act, consumers have the right to know that personal data is being collected about them, opt out of the sale of their data, and request the deletion of their information. This applies to businesses that meet specific criteria, including those that conduct business in California and meet certain revenue or data processing thresholds. To ensure compliance with data privacy laws, e-commerce businesses must implement robust data protection measures and adopt privacy by design principles in their operations. This includes conducting privacy impact assessments, implementing data encryption and pseudonymization techniques, and establishing procedures for responding to data breaches and consumer requests. Moreover, e-commerce businesses should provide clear and transparent privacy notices to users, outlining how their personal data will be collected, used, and shared. They should also obtain explicit consent from individuals before processing their data for specific purposes, and regularly review and update their privacy policies to reflect changes in regulations or business practices. By prioritizing data privacy and protection, e-commerce businesses can build trust with their customers, enhance brand reputation, and mitigate the risk of regulatory penalties. In today's interconnected world, safeguarding consumer data is not only a legal obligation, but also a moral imperative for businesses committed to ethical and responsible practices. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of For Legal English Podcast. If you've enjoyed our discussion today and found the information helpful, I would really appreciate your support. One of the best ways you can support the podcast is by subscribing to the For Legal English Podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, wherever. By subscribing, you'll never miss an episode, and you'll be the first to know when we release new content. And if you have a spare minute, I'd really love it if you could leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Reviews really help me reach more people and grow the community. By finding more listeners, I can continue to bring you valuable insights and information about legal English. And I always love to hear from you, the listener. So please feel free to reach out to me with any comments or feedback. You can connect with us on Instagram or Facebook, or of course the website forlegalenglish.com/podcast. Look for the show notes for this podcast episode, then you can leave a comment at the bottom. Let me know what you think of the episode or what you think I should cover in future episodes. We also have a new YouTube channel, so you can find For Legal English on YouTube and listen to the podcast there. So check that out and subscribe on YouTube. Thanks again for listening, and I look forward to bringing you more great content in the future. Consumer protection laws. E-commerce continues to reshape the global marketplace. Ensuring consumer protection remains a top priority for businesses engaging in cross-border transactions. In this segment, we'll explore the landscape of consumer protection laws and discuss their implications for e-commerce businesses operating across jurisdictions. Consumer protection laws vary across different jurisdictions, with each country or region enacting regulations to safeguard the rights and interests of consumers. These laws typically cover a wide range of areas, including product safety standards, advertising practices, and dispute resolution mechanisms. In the context of cross-border e-commerce transactions, consumers may encounter challenges when seeking recourse for issues, such as defective products, misleading advertising, or delivery delays. understanding the applicability of consumer protection laws in different jurisdictions is essential for both businesses and consumers to navigate these challenges effectively. Consumer protection laws often grant consumers certain rights and remedies to address disputes and seek compensation for damages. These rights may include the right to receive accurate product information, the right to cancel or return purchases within a specified period, and the right to request refunds or replacements for defective goods. E-commerce businesses can enhance consumer trust and compliance with consumer protection regulations by adopting transparent and fair business practices. This includes providing clear and accurate product descriptions, disclosing relevant terms and conditions, and offering responsive consumer support channels for addressing consumer inquiries and complaints. Moreover, e-commerce platforms can implement robust dispute resolution mechanisms to facilitate the resolution of consumer disputes in a timely and efficient manner. This may involve establishing internal complaint handling procedures, offering alternative dispute resolution options, such as mediation or arbitration, or participating in online dispute resolution platforms. By prioritizing consumer protection and adapting proactive measures to address consumer concerns, e-commerce businesses can build long-term relationships with their consumers, foster brand loyalty, and differentiate themselves in the competitive marketplace. Ultimately, a commitment to consumer protection is not only a legal obligation, but also a strategic imperative for businesses seeking sustainable growth and success in the global e-commerce landscape. Intellectual property rights. In the digital age of e-commerce, protecting intellectual property rights is paramount for businesses looking to safeguard their innovations, creations, and brand identities. Let's delve into the realm of intellectual property and explore its significance for cross-border e-commerce operations. Intellectual property rights encompass a diverse range of legal protections designed to safeguard intangible assets such as inventions, artistic works, and brand identities. These rights play a crucial role in fostering innovation, creativity, and economic growth by providing creators and inventors with exclusive rights to their creations. Traditionally, intellectual property rights are classified into three main categories: trademarks, copyrights, and patents. Trademarks protect brands and logos. Copyrights protect original works of authorships, such as literary, artistic, and musical creations, while patents protect inventions and discoveries. In the context of cross-border e-commerce transactions, intellectual property rights become particularly significant as businesses expand their operations into new markets and interact with global customer base. Protecting trademarks, copyrights, and patents in multiple jurisdictions is essential to prevent unauthorized use, reproduction, or distribution of protected assets. Strategies for protecting IP rights in the global marketplace include registering trademarks, copyrights, and patents in key jurisdictions where businesses operate or anticipate future expansion. Additionally, businesses can implement robust enforcement measures to monitor and address instances of infringement proactively. In the digital realm of e-commerce, online platforms and marketplaces present unique challenges and opportunities for intellectual property protection. Businesses can utilize digital tools such as content recognition technologies, anti-counterfeiting algorithms, and digital rights management systems to detect and deter intellectual property infringement online. Moreover, e-commerce businesses can establish clear policies and guidelines for intellectual property compliance, both internally within their organization and externally with their suppliers, partners, and affiliates. Educating employees and stakeholders about the importance of intellectual property rights and the consequences of infringement is essential for fostering a culture of respect for IP. By prioritizing the protection of intellectual property rights and implementing proactive measures to address infringement risks, e-commerce businesses can mitigate legal liabilities, preserve their brand reputation, and maintain a competitive edge in the global marketplace. Ultimately, investing in intellectual property protection is not only a legal requirement, but also a strategic imperative for businesses seeking long-term success and sustainability. Contract formation and enforcement. Contracts serve as the backbone of business transactions, providing a framework for parties to define their rights, obligations, and remedies. In the realm of cross-border e-commerce, understanding the principles of contract formation and enforcement is essential for mitigating legal risks and ensuring business success. Let's talk about the intricacies of international contract law. Contract formation and cross-border e-commerce transactions is governed by fundamental principles of contract law, including offer, acceptance, consideration, and intention to create legal relations. However, in the digital landscape of e-commerce, traditional rules of contract formation may be subject to unique challenges and complexities. Clear and enforceable contracts are essential for establishing the terms of the agreement between parties and minimizing the risk of disputes. In cross-border transactions, parties must consider various factors such as language barriers, cultural differences, and divergent legal systems when drafting contracts to ensure mutual understanding and compliance. When drafting international contracts for e-commerce transactions, parties should strive for clarity, precision, and specificity in defining the rights and obligations of each party. Utilizing standardized contract templates or incorporating choice of law and dispute resolution clauses can help parties navigate the complexities of cross-border transactions more effectively. In the event of disputes arising from cross-border e-commerce transactions, parties may opt for alternative dispute resolution mechanisms, such as arbitration or mediation, to resolve conflicts efficiently and cost-effectively. These mechanisms offer parties greater flexibility, confidentiality, and autonomy in resolving disputes compared to traditional litigation. Ultimately, effective contract formation and enforcement are essential pillars of cross-border e-commerce operations, enabling businesses to establish trust, mitigate legal risks, and foster mutually beneficial relationships with their counterparts across the globe. By adhering to best practices in contract drafting and dispute resolution, businesses can navigate the complexities of international transactions with confidence and integrity. Taxation and customs duties. Taxes and customs duties play a significant role in cross-border e-commerce transactions, shaping the financial landscape and regulatory environment for businesses operating globally. Understanding the tax implications and customs regulations is crucial for e-commerce entrepreneurs seeking to expand their reach across borders. Let's explore the intricacies of taxation and customs duties in cross-border e-commerce. When engaging in cross-border e-commerce sales, businesses must navigate a complex web of tax regulations and customs duties imposed by different jurisdictions. Value-added tax, sales tax, and customs duties are among the key considerations that e-commerce businesses need to address to ensure compliance and mitigate financial risk. Value-added tax, VAT or VAT, is a consumption tax levied on the value added to goods and services at each stage of the supply chain. In cross-border e-commerce transactions, the application of VAT varies depending on factors such as the nature of the goods, the location of the seller and buyer, and the threshold for VAT registration in different countries. Sales tax, on the other hand, is imposed by individual states or countries on the sale of goods and services within their jurisdiction. E-commerce businesses must be aware of the sales tax laws applicable to the jurisdictions where they conduct business and comply with registration, collection, and remittance requirements to avoid penalties and legal consequences. Customs duties are tariffs imposed by governments on imported goods to protect domestic industries and regulate international trade. E-commerce businesses involved in cross-border transactions must consider the impact of customs duties and the cost of goods, import-export restrictions, and customs clearance procedures when shipping products across borders. To navigate the complexities of taxation and customs duties in cross-border e-commerce, businesses can adopt various strategies to optimize their operations and minimize financial risks. These strategies may include conducting thorough research on tax laws and customs regulations, leveraging technology solutions for tax compliance, and seeking professional advice from tax experts and customs brokers. In conclusion, taxation and customs duties are critical considerations for e-commerce businesses operating across borders. By understanding the tax implications and customs regulations applicable to their transactions, e-commerce entrepreneurs can mitigate financial risks, ensure compliance with legal requirements, and optimize their cross-border operations for sustainable growth and success. Lexicon. Here are some words from today's episode that might be tricky or considered advanced. Adhering. Compliance. framework, jurisdiction, mitigate, robust, strategies, transaction, ventures, applicable, comprehensive, entrepreneur, navigating, prioritize. How did you do? If you want to learn more about any of these words, check out our show notes at forlegalenglish.com/podcast. Look for today's episode, and you'll find more information about each of these words. If you have any questions, you can drop them in the comments at the end of the show notes. What questions do you have about today's episode? You can post those questions or any comments on the show notes. This is a great way to practice and improve your legal English skills. You can go to the website for, as in the number four, legalenglish, no spaces or dashes, .com. forlegalenglish.com. You can check out our blog articles and show notes for this episode, and check out the episode quizzes. It'd be fantastic if you could subscribe and give us a review. If you could leave us 5 stars and a nice comment, it would really help the algorithm and other people to find our podcast. If you leave a great review, I might even read it on the air. So start writing. The 4 Legal English podcast is adjourned. Don't miss the next docket call.